Therese Capistran leads with experience and expands opportunity through education. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. At a Hispanic Women's Network of Texas Rio Grande Valley event, Therese Ann Capistran described a career in education shaped by family experience, long-term service, and a focus on expanding opportunities for students. Capistran said she has worked in education for 37 years, beginning as a teacher at El Jardín Elementary and later serving in multiple roles across Brownsville schools, including counselor, assistant principal, principal, and assistant superintendent. She currently serves as superintendent of Point Isabel Independent School District, a position she has held for 7 years. She said her background as a first-generation high school and college graduate influenced her decision to pursue education as a career. Education was the only way to break the cycle of poverty, not only in my life, but in my children's lives, Capistran said. She added that while her family faced financial challenges, they emphasized hard work, honesty, and that anything can be done. Capistran connected her personal experience to trends in education, particularly the role of women in the profession. She said that while about 75% of Texas teachers are females, representation shifts at higher leadership levels. Less than 28 to 29% of superintendents in Texas are females, she said, pointing to a gap between participation and leadership. She said organizations that promote mentorship and visibility are important in addressing that gap. Capistran encouraged professionals to serve as examples for younger generations, telling the audience that students benefit from seeing leaders who reflect their own backgrounds and aspirations. We have to serve as role models and let other young ladies know, you can do this, she said. Throughout her remarks, Capistran emphasized the long-term impact of education beyond individual achievement. She described teaching as a profession that shapes future generations and communities. We're rich because we are touching lives, we're touching futures, she said. Capistran also highlighted the role of family and support systems in professional growth. She acknowledged her mother, sister, daughter, and husband, noting that success is often supported by others. It takes a village to touch everyone's life, she said. Her comments linked personal advancement to community responsibility, particularly in the Rio Grande Valley. She said partnerships between educators, organizations, and families are essential to expanding opportunities for students and preparing future leaders. Capistran's remarks focused on education as both a pathway for individual progress and a tool for community development. By drawing on her own experience and decades in the field, she framed leadership as a combination of service, persistence, and a commitment to helping others succeed. See related story. 6 Rio Grande Valley women honored as HWNT ties recognition to student scholarships.